Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, kicking off a five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. We do it yearly this time of year. We're going to start out today with the board chair, Ryan Campbell. During the first segment, we talked about a number of issues. And Supervisor Campbell, continuing on, I'd like to ask you just your thoughts on this past year serving as board chair and what you feel have been kind of the biggest issues facing the county.
Well, first of all, this has been the most rewarding and the biggest privilege I've ever had in my life and in my career, in my public life, to be able to lead this Board of Supervisors through this very challenging year. I think we have a really good team on the Board of Supervisors, and we have a good cross-section of opinions. But, you know, just like any county government, that we have to work through the different viewpoints within our county to be able to come up with a compromise and a solution that's going to not necessarily make everyone happy, but at least accomplish the goal of serving the people of Tuolumne County. And I think we've succeeded at that on the board. I think that, you know, obviously COVID is an area that is divisive in our nation and our state, and equally as well in our county. And, you know, my opinion has been always the same, which is that we should leave some of the finer decisions about how to approach the this terrible pandemic that's claimed over 130 lives locally, we should leave those decisions to the people that have the expertise to be able to do that. So people like doctors, like public health, I think they're in the best position to make those decisions, and not necessarily politicians.
Are you surprised at all how big of an issue COVID has become locally at the board meetings? Because it seems like if COVID's on the agenda, sometimes it's a 2 or 3 hour conversation.
Yeah, I think that there's a desire to work through some of these problems at the board level. And now this is just my opinion, but I think that, you know, we are a small county. We are facing the same problems that every other county in the state of California and throughout the nation are facing. And I think that we need to be able to approach the issues that we can deal with them, and the issues that are out of our control. I really am not interested in spending a lot of the public's time speaking about them, because if I cannot solve that problem, I do not have the cure for COVID-19, unfortunately, in my back pocket. And so that's not an issue that I really want to go over during a board meeting. But I think we are a very important resource for our citizens to voice their opinions and voice their concerns. And so that's naturally going to come to the Board of Supervisors. Whether or not we can actually, you know, take action on those concerns is an entirely different matter.
I'd like to ask you, too, this past week, one of the bigger matters in the county was the RAD card program. It was launched, and then it was popular, and then the money was effectively ran out. So I'm kind of curious your thoughts on how that you feel that program went.
Oh, my gosh. I am so grateful, and I'm very impressed at how that program went. I'm incredibly grateful to the citizens of Tuolumne County and to the business owners of our county for really stepping up, really taking the ball and running with it. This was just kind of a crazy idea we had a few months ago to inject some of this American Rescue Plan Act money into our local economy. And our citizens really, it really resonated with our citizens. And I honestly thought that the program would be successful. I thought the money would be put into our community quickly, but I never expected it to be this successful.
You think there could be another round down the road of RAD card?
I think that's entirely possible. I'm certainly open to that idea. What I would like to do is kind of spend a little time looking at how the process worked this time and see ways we can improve it, or maybe include other businesses or other resources in it, and possibly get other sources of funding to put into this program. But it's definitely something I think the community has in a almost singular voice said that they support, and I'm really proud of that, and I'm really grateful for all of the support that we've received on it.
That American Rescue funding, can you explain a little bit about what occurred this past year with that, and what's kind of on the horizon? Is there still quite a bit of funding left for future allotments?
Yeah, so the American Rescue Plan Act was passed early summer this year, and it was designed to put money into local governments. One of the big criticisms of the CARES Act, which, as you know, was passed back in 2020, is that the money had a lot of strings attached to it. And so local governments weren't necessarily able to put that money to the best effect that we would otherwise have wanted to do. And so I think the American Rescue Plan Act accomplished that much better. And so our county received $10.6 million in total from that in two installments of $5.3 million. And we've allocated about $3 million of that, a little over $3 million. And so we're trying to spend that money in a way that's going to benefit our community right now. For example, the RAD card or the community grant program that I think we can talk about. But we also want to save some of that money for tomorrow, for next year and the year after that. We have 3 years to spend the entire amount of money, and so we want to stretch it out for that amount of time to have the most impact. It's one thing that I traveled back to Washington, D.C., this summer to learn more about the American Rescue Plan Act and what other communities are doing. And I saw there were several communities that kind of spent all of the money right away up front. And there was kind of, I don't think that was the best plan. So I think our county is being really responsible with the money and making it last as long as possible and have the biggest impact as possible.
So the current RAD card money is now exhausted. What is kind of the status with the community grant program that you mentioned?
Well, I'm really excited about that. To me, the RAD card program and the community grant program are two sides of the same coin. The community grants program is a partnership with the Sonora Area Foundation, and it's designed to support those nonprofit organizations, community groups, even homeowners associations and neighborhood organizations or arts groups, any kind of association that donates their time, their energy, that volunteers in our community. We want to support them. We want to show them that we have their backs. And so $500,000 went into the RAD card program, and $500,000 is going into the community grant program. It will be divided into two $50,000 grants and 20 grants of $20,000 each. And so what people can do is they can go onto the county website, tuolumnecounty.ca.gov, and they can fill out an application there. They can also call the county office at 533-5511 and ask for more information. And basically we're looking for, I hesitate to throw ideas out there, but things like, trash pickup along our public roadways, arts projects, murals, vegetation equipment that could help senior citizens get clearance on their property. Things of this nature are what we're looking at. But honestly, I'm sure people out there have 10 times better ideas than I have. And so we want to hear from you. If you have an idea that could improve the quality of life in Tuolumne County, we want to be able to support you. And so I hope people will kind of step up. And if they've had some kind of plan in mind for years and they've never been able to do anything about it, now is the time.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Ryan Campbell. He's the board chair of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors in the first part of our series, talking with the individual board members. He represents District 2. I'm BJ Hanson, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.